Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Cadavies. We 5 in the books here as we're moving right along through the season. Scott City made their third straight road trip, this time to Russell to face the Broncos. And two teams coming in opposite ends of the record this year. Scott City at 4-0 and 0-4 for Russell, but the Beavers would win this one 41-0 in a dominating fashion, especially on the defensive side. We'll get to the numbers later on in our last segment here, but Scott City and Russell would play in a windy game on Friday nights, a strong south winds, 25 mile an hour, and that would play a factor from the word go. Scott City would end up starting out on defense and three plays and out for Russell there, and they would be forced to punt. And Scott City would get the ball at their own 48-yard line for their first drive of the game. And here's kind of how things started off here for the Beavers on what was a promising drive to start.
Receiver left on the left side of the formation, short side of the field. Harrison King, the junior quarterback under center. It's like a six-man front. Cale Goodman left side, 50. Bounce it outside, 45 inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line. A nice gain on the play of about 17 yards and a Beaver first down on one play.
It was a common theme for Russell in the first quarter, or in the first half especially, that they would just pretty much stack nine guys right in the box. Scott said he would go left, go right, go up the middle. Russell would slow him down a couple of times. The Beavers would get down to the 5-yard line and look like they were on their way to scoring on their opening drive for the third straight game. Turnover happened inside the 5.
Second and 3 from the 5, middle of the field, under 8.5 to go first quarter. Fifth play of the drive for the Beavers. At the 5, handoff right side. Goodman fumbles the football late, and Russell recovers it at the 2-yard line. Scott City has had problems carrying the ball, fumbling this year. A good drive, and it ends at the Bronco 2-yard line.
Russell will take over with 8:13 to go first quarter. Still a scoreless game. They could only make it as far as the 8-yard line in three plays and be forced to punt to a stiff wind, which would end dying at the 30-yard line. Scott City would get Russell into the neutral zone and would take it to the 25-yard line. The Beavers would be set up first and goal to go on another big run.
Receiver left is Justice McDaniel. Now Cale Goodman in motion left. It'll be tossed left side. Hunter Yeager, he has a lot of room left side. 15, 10, stiff arms inside the 5, dives forward. No signal yet. He's down to the 1. It'll be first and goal at the 1. A 24-yard run left side. First and goal for Scott City. Posh Special with the tackle.
So down to the 1-yard line. It didn't take much longer there for Scott City to get the first points on the board.
So second and goal at the 2 here with 5.5 to go first quarter. No score. The Beavers threatening again. They'll go right side. Parker Gooden follows his leading blocker and into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. 2-yard run for Gooden makes it 6-0 Beavers with 5:23 to go first quarter.
The Alexis Reyes extra point would make it 7-0 for Scott City with 5:23 to go first quarter. Russell would be their own worst enemy there. They'd fumble the kickoff return inside their 5 and only get it to the 8-yard line and would be stuffed in the first two plays back to their own 5-yard line. On third down, Scott City would even the turnover ratio in the first half.
From the 5-yard line, shotgun here for Somme under pressure, throws it down the middle of the field, and it's picked off Blaine Culp with the pick at the 25-yard line on the overthrow that time, and Scott City's Culp gets his first pick of the year at safety, and the Beavers set up at the Bronco 25.
Scott City would be set up in great field position for a second straight series at the Bronco 25 with 3:44 to go first quarter, leading 7-0. Their series, though, would not start out too well there. It'd be a sack, a fumble recovery by quarterback Harrison King back at the 31, and then a nice run would be negated by holding, and Scott City would be backed up to the 34-yard line. The Beavers, though, would see Russell continue to stack the box with pretty much 9 guys in the box here. The Beavers, though, would make him pay on the edge.
Scott City on the air, 48% on third downs at 25 of 52. They were 7 of 17 on 3rd and 3 from the 18. Trips bunch to the left side. Russell with 10 guys pretty much in the box. Here's Wonderland left side this time. Has a lot of room inside the 10. And first to go inside the 5 and is pushed out of bounds at about the 3-yard line. Make it the 2, a gain of 16. And Scott City goes, let's go left side this time with Wonderland.
It would be the third time that Scott City was inside the Russell 5-yard line in the first quarter. It would be a fumble and a touchdown on their first two drives of the ball game. But Scott City would take advantage of the short field and finally punch it in here with the guy who started those long runs there. His third straight carry would get him into the end zone.
And they will set up in a two-wing set up in a two-receiver set. from the 2 yard line. A man in motion is Gooden from left to right. Toss right side. Brandon Winderling gets a block, gets to the outside, dives in. Touchdown, Scott City, right on the goal line. Winderling in for his fourth time this year, and it's 13-0 with 2.5 to go first quarter.
So Brandon Winderland's touchdown run gave Scott City the 13-0 lead to be 14-0 with the extra point by Lexus Raiders with 2:40 to go first quarter. Really not a lot of activity to end the first quarter. Scott said we'd force another three and out punt. And late in the first quarter, Scott City began their drive at the Russell 47 late in the first quarter and would take that drive into the second quarter. And we'll pick it up with the second quarter when we come into our second segment of Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City right here on WesternKansasNews.com.